Start the clock. Dan Cook now has 3 minutes to geek out on something. And you get to text in with a vote on whether it's halfway interesting or if the topic should never again be brought up in public. Again.
Nerd alert!
Let's set things up for this edition of Dan Geeks Out.
All right, here we go. It's been a bit, so I'm excited to have the return of Dan Geeks Out. We're going to do this in person at the State Fair, so you'll really get to appreciate the full
nerd experience.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can watch Dan geek out on our YouTube channel. Just click on the live icon at WCCO Radio and leave your comment. We need you to either green light Dan or gong.
Oh, that's not
that's
the gong.
The dang, yeah. Or you do this guy. Oh, this isn't it. Wow.
There it is. I think that's a sign that they should green light me this week.
I guess, yeah.
All right, should we start the timer?
Let's start the clock. 3 minutes. Make sure you text 651-461-9226 or comment in the thread. Dan, begin.
We haven't been visited by aliens, Jason. We have not been visited by aliens. Here's my argument. We've been sending television signals, high power electromagnetic radiation out into the galaxy for about the last 90 years.
Right.
Right. TV is about the late 30s. That comes, so about 90 years, just to make it a nice even number. Which means that anything that's 90 light years or beyond has not received any of those signals and therefore would not know that we are here if there's a civilization, right? We can see, astronomers can see stars within that 90 million or 90 light year radius fairly well. And we've detected no civilizations, no planets with organic life whatsoever in that radius. So the question then becomes, how in the world would aliens even know we're here? Now, you'll recall one of the previous geek outs, I talked about a planet that's over 100 light years away that our scientists have looked the starlight filtering through the atmosphere of the planet, and they thought that they saw some organic molecules that way. Only then other scientists came along and said, no, that data doesn't really say that. And then the original scientists said, yeah, actually it does. So they're still fighting about it. So there's a possibility that a civilization well out there, which hasn't received any of our signals, sees a planet that has potential for life. But, you know, it's a needle in a haystack. Why would they be sending anybody here? Plus,
do you want to hear more of Dan, whatever it is he's talking about?
Why we haven't been visited by aliens.
651-461-9226. Green light it or gong it. Dan is geeking out on his theory.
You're taking away from my 3 minutes here, Jason.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
Okay. So the other point is, time is relative. Einstein's relativity theory. Here's the deal. If we were able to build a spacecraft that could travel at the speed of light, or near the speed of light, the fastest thing we've sent out is maybe 1% the speed of light. But let's say we could actually get up towards the speed of light. And let's say we're going to visit our galactic neighbor Andromeda, which is about 2 million light years away. If you're on that ship traveling near the speed of light, you'd actually show up at Andromeda in just a few minutes. Then say you look around and see what else is there, see if there's any other civilizations. Now you get back in the craft, zip back to Earth in what seems like only a few minutes, only over 4 million years would have passed on Earth in that period of time. Time is relative. So even if another species is way advanced technology, has much better understanding of physics than we do, and somehow is able to travel those interstellar distances, there's still the time relativity factor. We have not been visited by aliens, ladies and gentlemen, because there aren't any near us, and there aren't any that are going to be able to figure out that relativity thing. That's my geek out, and I still got to win on the 3 minutes.
You got a late flurry of green lights. Five green lights on the text line.
Okay.
Oh, here they come.
Uh-oh. No, well, see, you're putting your finger on the scales.
No, gong, bring back three disasters and puppies.
Wow.
I'm a Dan Cook fan, but gong, enough already.
We haven't been visited by aliens. I know people love to think about that. I know there's all the video evidence that people are, you know, see stuff zipping around in the sky and think it's got to be aliens, and they built the pyramids and all this other nonsense. But when you think about the scale of the cosmos, the scale of the universe, it just doesn't make any sense at all.
There are lots of aliens around Minnesota. I see them all the time, says a texter. My counter to your thesis is, have you been to the State Fair?
Yeah, for 20-some-odd years.
Makes you...
Well, actually, that supports my thesis, because if they ever were to take a peek at us and saw, you know, the State Fair as an example, they wouldn't come anywhere near us.
Mm. It was very exciting. You were so energetic in that presentation.
I'm telling you, you
finished up about 30 seconds early.
Yeah.
Maybe that says you don't even care that much about this.
No, topic. I love this stuff. I love this stuff. I love thinking about this stuff. I love thinking about the size and the scope of the universe. It's just, it's mind-boggling. Creation's a beautiful thing. Is there life out there somewhere? Sure, I absolutely believe that. I just don't think it's, I don't know where, how close it is that it's civilized, and I don't believe that it's actually bothered to visit us. I think we make ourselves like central to, this is a human thing. We make ourselves central to the story, right? We're always the center of the plot. So why wouldn't aliens be wanting to come and visit us? Because we're here, right? Except I just don't think, you know, cosmically speaking, we're that important.
51% of American adults think that military reported UFOs are probably / definitely evidence of intelligent life outside of Earth. We think
a lot of things, Jason, that doesn't necessarily make them true.
No, it's whatever we think.
Right.
We poll people.
We see stuff that we don't understand, and then we want to assign something bigger to it.
Yeah.
When that doesn't necessarily, it's not proof of anything. The fact that we can't identify what these things are zipping around doesn't mean that they're alien in nature at all. That's just a potential hypothetical possibility. But we haven't been visited.
Dan Cook. That was Dan Geeks Out. Does Jason count as an alien visit? A texter wants to ask.
That's a fair question.
Yeah. I mean,
because even if you admitted that you were alien and were visiting.
Well, what would I say?
Exactly. Why would we believe you?
Management should have pulled the plug as soon as the word alien came out of Dan's mouth. Don't we have like a whole show on
Sunday nights? Yeah.
It's like alien ghost nonsense.
Sure.
I think that's the name of the show. Alien.
I'm pretty sure it's not the name of the show. No.
Do I think aliens have visited us?
Do you?
Well, I'm trying to think about it, like, because...
Are you saying you haven't thought about it prior to now?
No.
Why would you? It's a fascinating subject. I don't understand.
I mean...
Why would you not have given it thought before now?
What if the Canadian wildfire smoke is actually like some sort of smoke creature?
Or disguising the alien landing craft?
We don't know.
Actually, we do.
Can't rule it out, Dan. Actually, we could.
Can't rule it out for the Canadian wildfire smoke, or can't rule out aliens? Because I can't 100,000%, to use the president's math, rule out that we've been visited by aliens. Mm-hmm. But I think when you think through it logically, scientifically, it just doesn't make any sense.
I kind of hope we were, though. You know, I think it's more fun that way.
Okay. Do it for the plot.
Because
sure.
It does not matter. It doesn't matter whether aliens have come here or not. What's the difference?
Well, yeah, but if we take off of the station all the stuff that doesn't matter.
Wow.
How are we getting through 15 hours a week, Jason?
I have a lot of other things that irritate me that I could bring up.
True. That's true.
Since I think we've learned.
I was going to say, I'm trying to be one of them here in this segment. But.
I know, but the people like it. I find myself questioning, do people like you geeking out about something? There are three possibilities.
Yes.
One, people truly like what it is that you're geeking out about.
Unlikely, but possible.
Two, people really like you, and they like hearing you're crazy.
Also fairly unlikely, but possible.
Or three, they like that it's about a three-minute break from listening to me. It's one of those three.
Hit the ding. It's,
I mean.
No. There it is. Yeah. I would introduce
all possibilities.
I would introduce a fourth possibility, and this is what I think it is. Whether people like what I'm talking about or not, I think people respond to enthusiasm and passion, and you know, you don't have to like what somebody else is into, but it's always fascinating when you see somebody who's really into something and they're getting into it and explaining it and geeking out over it and nerding.
Just the energy.
Yeah. It's just a cool vibe. Yeah. And I think people respond to that.
Well,
Or not.
Or not. That's the beauty of Green Light or Gong. Dan Geeks Out. Thank you all for playing. We will break in just a minute. A new development in the Coldplay couple. Will this put this story to bed? And do you think tonight at the first Minnesota Twins home game, the Twins should do a bit? Should they do a Coldplay cam bit tonight? We'll talk about that when we come back.